Okay, we're doing Drush HaSaran, Drush HaSheni. We're at the very end of the second Drush, and the Masada Rav Cooks are on page Tzadi. And we had talked about last week that the Ran had said that when Yitzchak was giving his bracha to, he thought Esau, but was actually Yaakov, so there were two possibilities how that bracha was working. Either it was a straight-up nevuah, where Yitzchak would just get nevuah, or it would be a bracha, where it's not just where that the Ruach Hashem would be on Yitzchak, but that Yitzchak's input would be part of it. Yitzchak's davening, that the bracha should be chal, would be part of the bracha. So the Ran basically assumed like the second way. He said, if it was the first way, then why did Rivka get involved? If it was just straight up nevuah, why should she try to have Yaakov be there in the whole thing with the skin on his arms so that he should appear like Esav? If it's just straight up nevuah, what'll be, it'll be. Why did she need to get involved, and why didn't she want it? And he says, didn't she want to know the future herself? And if, like basically the Ran assumes, it's the second way, that Yitzchak's tefillah was attached to that bracha, it wasn't just a nevuah, it was a bracha coming from Yitzchak. So if that was also at least part of it, so then how could it be that if he was tricked, Hashem would accept his tefillah when Hashem knew that Yitzchak didn't mean to daven for Yaakov, he meant to daven for Esav? So how could it be that his tefillah would be used against what he willed to happen? So that's where we left off last week. Okay, so we're starting from Asherach Shaveyu. So it says around Asherach Shaveyu Bazeh, what I think the pshat is here in this story, Kulo, who is, Ki Yaakov miterem birchas Yitzchak, tzarach lios kvir. Really, Yaakov, before the whole bracha with Yitzchak, Yaakov has already succeeded in becoming the one who would be in charge. Ki kvar amar Hashem yizbarach l'Rivka, because Hashem really already told Rivka, ba'odah bebetin, when she was pregnant with them. I remember Rivka was pregnant with Esav and Yaakov, and she went to a Navi, and the Navi told her, v'rav yavod tzair, that the older one would be Ovid, the younger one. So really, there was a nevuah already. The future we knew, because a Navi had already told Rivka that Yaakov was going to be the one. Amnam zosa nevuah lo yada Yitzchak, but Yitzchak did not know that nevuah, says the Ran. It's of course the chiddush of the Ran. Yitzchak was not aware of that. Only Rivka knew. Ki amisnabi bayamim ahem, the neviim of those days, min hanira, it appears, lo hayel hem rishus lefarsim nevuah same. It seems like the neviim of those days were not allowed to tell their nevuah to other people. Because people, not everyone knew they were Nevi'im. So if we would go to the Navi, like Rivka did, since they weren't such famous Nevi'im, the only Nevi'im, right, the main ones was, we know, the Avos, Imos, and the people like that. But other Nevi'im, so let's say Shem Ve'ever, so their Nevuah wasn't famous, their being Nevi'im wasn't famous, and therefore they were not allowed to just tell everybody their nevuah. It was only to the person who they were told to tell it to. V'gam b'hem ata nira shehaya tzarech rishus kali oprati me'Hashem Yisbarach. And even with them, they needed special permission from Hashem. Meaning even regular nevi'im needed special permission from Hashem. Shekvar amu perakam et yuma, because really it says in Yuma, everybody knows this, v'yidab Hashem Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe from Ohel Moed Lamor. And we don't know, what does the Lamor come to teach you? Amar Rabbi Nasi, Mishmein Rabbi Nasi Rabba, Minayin Lomer Dava Lachaver Shlo Yomer Oso Achiyomer Lo Leich Emor. How do you know if your friend tells you something that you're not allowed to just tell it to whoever you want unless your friend says yes, you could tell other people? Talmud Lomer Vayidaber Hashem Meilav Meohel Moed Lamor. We learn from that first pasuk that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Ohel Moed. He said, Lamor, you could say this over. Had he not said Lamor, if Hashem had not told Moshe he could say it over, he would not have been allowed to tell anyone. So says the Ran, V'mahayizeh b'chok Moshe, if Moshe couldn't tell his nevuah to everybody, and obviously everyone knew Moshe was a Navi, kol shekin shayiroi shiyeh b'chok ha-misnabim b'yamim ahem. Certainly Nevi'im in those days were not allowed to tell over the nevuahs they got. Kiim Hashem yisbarach gila sodu al avadav ein lahem shiyir for samuhu. So if Hashem told them something private, a sod, a secret, so they're not allowed to just go ahead and tell whoever they want. So the Ran is unsure whether Nevi'im needed this general permission or specific permission, but either way, they needed permission. So they couldn't just tell whoever they wanted. So, and certainly Nevi'im, earlier Nevi'im. B'lazeh lo yada Yitzchak, ma shehaya miyud kvar, sheyakov yeh gvir. So Yitzchak did not know that Yaakov was supposed to be in charge. So therefore, he didn't know about this nevuah that Rivka had, so he thought he was going to give Esav the bracha, and Esav would be in charge. Amnam Rivka, but Rivka im heyosa yoda'as ma sheyir Hashem yisbarach b'Yaakov. She knew that Yaakov was supposed to get the brachos. So, again, the future was not unclear, right? She knew what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be that Yaakov would be in charge. Da'aga ma'od b'shoma ki Yitzchak rotza l'varech as Esav. So she was very nervous when she heard Yitzchak was going to bless Esav. Midaita asher ahevo, because she knew that Esav loved, that Yitzchak rather loved Esav. Penulai mitzad birchas Yitzchak v'tfilaso yatzliach l'mlucha. She was afraid that maybe because Yitzchak gave him a bracha and was davening for Esav, that it would work. Even though there was already a nevuah that she knew about, that Yaakov would be the one in charge, she was afraid. Again, remember the two ways that the Ran wasn't sure how this bracha worked. If it was just nevuah, so then she says, so why didn't she want to know the future? So the Ran is telling you she did know the future. She knew Yaakov was supposed to be in charge. But she was afraid that Yaakov, that Yitzchak's tefillah that went along with that bracha, daven that Esav should get it, that he should be matzliach. So that's what she was afraid of. And even though there was, like we said, there was a nevuah, she knew it was a nevuah, Yaakov was supposed to be in charge, she was still afraid. Why? Like the Ran explained earlier, nevuahs in those days would not necessarily come true. If you recall, the Ran said that if someone gives you a nevuah that something good is going to happen to you, it's for sure going to happen. But that's only true nowadays, where we have to know Hashem allowed that to happen because we need to know who's a true Navi. And therefore, how we know someone is a true Navi if we can never know if when they prophesy something's going to happen and it doesn't happen, we'll say, oh, you must be a false Navi. They'll say, oh, well, maybe you sinned and that's why it didn't happen. So Hashem made it that whenever a Navi gives a nevuah, the Ran told us, it must, if it's a nevuah about something good happening, it will for sure come true. This way you can test who's a true Navi and who's not. However, the Ran had told us that in people like Avram and Yitzchak, where it wasn't relevant, anyone had to listen to their nevuah, they weren't commanding anybody to do anything. So with their nevuah, it wasn't relevant to know whether they're a true Navi or not. They knew they were true Naviim. So therefore, when they said something good was going to happen, they didn't have the thing that if they said something good, it would for sure happen, because there was no purpose in that, because the only purpose of it anyway is to prove that someone's a good Navi. Wasn't relevant to them. Therefore, when they say something good's going to happen, if someone sins after that or something changes, it could be that it won't happen. So she was afraid anyway that because of this, since the nevuah wasn't, you know, could always change based on various factors, so she was afraid if Yitzchak davened really hard, so maybe the nevuah would change. So that's what Rivka was afraid of. So therefore, she was very nervous that maybe Yitzchak, with his tefillah, he'll make the melucha go, he'll make Esav be in charge, and Esav be the one who'll get it. Therefore, she did this whole trick, this whole masterful trick, that Yaakov should get the bracha. Even though she knew that as far as Yitzchak's bracha, meaning Yitzchak's tefillah, Yitzchak davening, that the person who he's got his hands on top of should get the bracha, she knew Yaakov wouldn't get the bracha that way. If that's not what Yitzchak wanted, like the Ran said before, if Yitzchak was davening for one person, it's not going to be that his tefillah are going to, just because he doesn't know who's under his hands, that his tefillahs would be mekuyim in a way he didn't want them to happen. So she knew that Yaakov wouldn't get the bracha because Yitzchak was davening for it, because Yitzchak wasn't davening for Yaakov. Because that would not have been appropriate, like he already wrote. Im kolzeh, but still, mitzad mashi yadash Yaakov kfar nisyad alios gvir, but his kim ala emes. So she figured that since Yaakov was supposed to get it because he was supposed to get it, because there was already a nevuah that he was supposed to get it, so then, kikasher tachal ruach Hashem yisbarach al Yitzchak, when the ruach of Hashem would rest on Yitzchak, levarach ha'omid ben yadav, to bless the one who's between his hands, yasim Hashem yisbarach davar befiv, yagideu es kalamotzo sosol atov, so then Hashem would make it, he would say nevuah, and he would say good things about Yaakov, im sheyizke ba mitzad brachaso, whether he'll be zochen it because of his bracha, o shezocha behen kvar, kindvar hamem shalav Yaakov, or if it'll be because he already was zocha to it without Yitzchak's bracha. So v'yimshechir mizeh shtei toelos. So the purpose of this was twofold. Ha'achas, one, shelo yisabiv Yitzchak b'tfilaso ha'memshala le'esav. So she needed Yitzchak to be there because, Rivka wanted Yaakov to be there to get the bracha. Because, number one, she didn't want it that when Yitzchak, if Esav would be there and Yitzchak would daven for Esav, the nevuah to Yaakov wouldn't come true and somehow Esav would get the brachas. That's what she was afraid of. The Hashenis, and secondly, Shemem Shalas Yaakov al Esav, Tia Yoser Kayemis, because this way, Yaakov's being in charge over Esav would be more chazak, would be more strong. Ki kemosha kasafti lamayla, because like I wrote already, says the Ran, Shahayiudim bayamim ahem mashalohu hayu chazke akiyum. Because the nevuahs of those days that weren't always for sure going to happen, yikumuhu kishiyase bepoel ezadavr doma legiyo to us. You already explained that if someone has a nevuah that something's going to happen, and you do some action that is similar to that prophecy, again, just to repeat, in case anyone hadn't heard before, an example of that is like the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. If you say you're going to have a year where you'll conquer your enemies, and then you eat something that looks like conquering or something like that. You do some act that's a remez, that's a hint that makes it look like the nevuah already started. Kain b'li safik yichazik yichuzak ezechozik kishiyomer hayu da'ish limiyod. So then it's for sure going to happen. And in this case, since Yaakov is supposed to get the bracha, and now an action would be done to make it look like, yes, Yaakov would be in charge, because Yitzchak would be blessing Yaakov that he would be in charge, albeit by accident, but you would see there would be an action that makes the nevuah concretized, that makes it start, so then we know the nevuah will always happen. So that was another purpose in having Yaakov there. And since the nevuah that was told to Rivka when it was said that the older one will work for the younger one, Yaakov didn't know about it either. So certainly it will become a stronger nevuah, it'll be something that is concretized when Yitzchak tells it to Yaakov, and neither of them knew it was supposed to be in beforehand. Okay, so that's why Rivka wanted this whole thing to happen, even though Yitzchak wasn't truly davening for Yaakov. V'echshavod, I think further, ki kasher birach Yitzchak is Yaakov, when Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, kvar birach oso kimesupik. Truth is, says the Ran had been saying all this time that Yitzchak really had no intention of blessing Yaakov, he wanted to bless Esav. But now the Ran is saying, truth be told, I'm not so sure Yitzchak really thought he was giving a bracha with his full heart to Esav. He thinks he was blessing Yaakov, who he thought was Esav, like a guy who was Mesupik. Imhay Yaakov or Esav, whether this person was Yaakov or Esav. Why? Ki kvar inu, we already saw, Shehirgich Shachshash. Yitzchak already knew before he gave the bracha that things weren't so clear over here. Remember, he said, you were back pretty fast from hunting. And he said, let me feel you, my son. Let me check who you are. And he said, thirdly, he said, Hakol kol Yaakov, ayadayim bidei Esav. He knew the voice was the voice of Yaakov and the hands were the hands of Esav. So he knew this was not so pashut who was here. Vein suffering, and there is no doubt. Shakol os chazak mihayadayim. That voice recognition is certainly more conclusive than feeling someone's hairy arms. So you know, the Rishonim deal with this. How could it be that you know if they truly sounded different? If Yaakov and Esav had different voices, how would he have been tricked by hairy arms? You would think voice recognition is the most important thing. So some say, I think it's the Ramban who says that they were twins, so they had the same voice. But anyway, the Ran seems to think they had different voices, and he says, of course, if he knew that it sounded like Yaakov, okay, so what is, you know, this feeling of the arms that maybe was somewhat convincing, but couldn't have been too convincing. And he calls in Nira, Shaloha Yabar Eitzel Yitzchak, Shahaya Esav B'Lisafik. It seems clear that Yitzchak was certainly not sure that this was Esav. Aval Bercho Kimesupik. Yitzchak gave Yaakov the bracha like someone who wasn't sure. L'masha Yechoshev, Masha Farish. So, because he was thinking what I'm going to say, v'hu, ki ein safek sheYitzchak hayohev es Yaakov, because really, at the end of the day, Yitzchak loved Yaakov too. V'chafei etz b'berchaso, and Yitzchak wanted to bless Yaakov too. B'mash lo yavo mimenu hezek le'esav, he wanted to bless him in things that would not harm or get in the way of Esav. He wanted Yaakov, of course, like any father to a son, wanted his son to have the best. If he felt one son should be higher, okay, so whatever that other son's supposed to get, the younger son can't get. But whatever the younger son can get, anything that wouldn't impact Esav, of course, Yitzchak wanted Yaakov to have as well. And therefore Yitzchak thought that the bracha should be for whoever's there. Gam ki ye Yaakov, even if it's Yaakov, ef shishatazik Esav. Even if it is Yaakov, Esav's not going to be hurt by my bracha. Ki ef shishatazik Yaakov, she is ke Yaakov mitzad birchaso, Because it can't be that Yaakov will get through Yitzchak's bracha that which Yitzchak doesn't want. It would be the opposite of his kavana. Like the Ran had said, Yitzchak thought, was not aware of any nevuah. So he thought this whole bracha he was giving would work because he's, besides getting Ruach Hashem, but he's davening for the person. So he figured, if he's got the wrong person, so he's intending to give Esav the Bechor, not Yaakov. So when he davens that this person should get all these brachas, so he assumes it's only going to work through Yitzchak's tefillah. And therefore Yitzchak's davening, I want Esav to get the main brachas, but if it's Yaakov here, so Yaakov should get whatever Yaakov could get. And he figures, this can't, whatever I say can't possibly hurt Esav, because I'm not intending to bless Yaakov with what's not entitled to Yaakov. So he figured, if this is Yaakov, Hashem would never make him say something that would hurt Esav. And if he says words that sound like a bracha to Yaakov, and it ends up being Yaakov, since it can't be Hashem would make him say, assuming there's the Ruach Hashem with him, it can't be Hashem would make him say something that would be negative to Esav. So as long as it wasn't something negative to Esav, if it's good for Yaakov, great. Yitzchak was also a kid. So he figured, whatever he says, it'll be good. If it's for Esav, good. If it's for Yaakov, he'll get whatever he can get. Not the daito shia Esav, that which he assumed that this was Esav and wanted a daven for Esav. Even though he wasn't sure that really was Esav, he didn't stop himself from giving a bracha, like he explained. So Yitzchak thought this was safe. V'Hashem Yisbarach b'Avasuas Yaakov, and Hashem, with his love for Yaakov, some b'fiv shel Yitzchak, he put in the mouth of Yitzchak, b'varcho oso, kol hatova osed liYaakov. Hashem put in Yitzchak's mouth all the good that was supposed to come to Yaakov. Im shezach abo mitzad birchas Yitzchak, that which he got because Yitzchak would want to bless any son of his. V'im shekvar zach abo kedvar melucha, and the other part that he was getting, not because of Yitzchak's bracha, but because of the original nevuah. And that's so that there should be no melucha for Esav. When Yitzchak finished blessing Yaakov, when Yitzchak saw that Hashem had put in his mouth that whoever was he was blessing should be the one in charge, he said the words, you will be in charge. He was absolutely certain, this must be Esav. And that's because Yitzchak was not aware that the person who had gotten this, that was put into Yitzchak's mouth by Hashem, which that much Yitzchak knew that it was through a type of nevuah, he figured it can't possibly be anyone other than Esav, because he thought that it's only working through his own input, through Yitzchak's davening. And he didn't realize that that's not why Yaakov was getting it. Aval kvar nitna lo, it's because there was already a nevuah existing that Yaakov should get it. And that's why Yaakov got hevi gvir l'achecha. And that's why when Esav came and Yaakov and Yitzchak found out that it was not true, it was going to Yaakov, charad charadu gedola, he was very afraid. He said, who was this? Mikol makam chasam v'amr, but still he ended off gam baruch yeh, saying that he still will be blessed. Ki nasan alibo, ki lo zachan lemlucha mitzad brichoso shiyad. He realized if this happened, it must be that the person, if it worked, since he knew it was Dvar Hashem, and he knew Hashem had made him say what he said, so he figured, if this worked, it must be that this person is supposed to get it somehow, and it must be not because of his bracha, but because of some other reason that Hashem wanted him to get it. Again, kinasan alibi kilozach lemelucha mitzad brichaso shiyad. It wasn't that he got them to be in charge because of Yitzchak's tefila. Shia ba makam ira lomer shi bircha betosa. Some could say, oh, well, it was a mistake. Havel me Hashem yizbarach yatzad davar. It's because Hashem wanted it to happen. Vegam ki uchal betfilaso lahasev oso ilacha. And Yitzchak was saying, even though I could daven to change it, that really, Esav, you should get it back. Ain't him in a right, that wouldn't have been right either. Ki eich esa panav achalenu leratzas asher kvaratz Hashem. We should accept what Hashem wants. So therefore Yitzchak knew that even though that it obviously had not come through his tefillah, it had come because it was already predestined. There already must have been some nevuah out there like that. So even though he could have davened that it should be fixed back to Esav, but he says, if this is what Hashem wants, I'm not going to get involved. So that's how the brachas worked. That is the end of Drush Hasharan, Drush Hasheni. Okay, next week we will, Mirtz Hashem, start the Drush Hashlishi, the third Drush.